从我们的常识来看
，Based on our observations，
中国的文化没有办法使中国人跳出思想牢笼。
Chinese culture cannot allow Chinese people to break free from their mental prisons，
产生一种自由创新的可能性。
Create the possibility of free innovation。
中国文化这种向后看的这个思维模式。
This backward-looking mindset of Chinese culture，
这种尊古和复古的思维模式。
This mindset of respecting and reviving the past，
使得中国人甚至于连时间线的概念都不会具有，不要谈逻辑学的概念。
This makes it so that Chinese people even lack the concept of time, let alone the concept of logic.
所以中国人的这个概念，它始终是一个倒退式的思维。
Therefore, the concept of Chinese people has always been a reverse-thinking one.
是长者意志在起作用。
It is the will of the elders at work.
社会决定于长者所掌控的那个权力和文化。
Society is determined by the power and culture controlled by the elders.
他们不改变，年轻人是非常难以改变的。
It is very difficult to change young people.
那么从这个角度上来讲，
From this perspective,
中国社会的文化缺少自我变革的机制。
The culture of Chinese society lacks a mechanism for self-transformation.
那么为什么西方的文化当中要提出一个批判式的字眼呢？
So why did Western culture come up with the term criticism?
西方的哲学一直其实就是一个批判式的角色。
Western philosophy has always been a critical role.
所有的东西一旦上升到哲学，
Everything that rises to the level of philosophy，
就是问这个东西的合理性。
This is asking about the reasonableness of this thing。
政治哲学就是问政治的合理性在哪里。
Political philosophy is about asking where the legitimacy of politics lies。
经济的哲学就要经济的合理性在哪里。
Where is the economic rationality of the philosophy of Zizi?
科学哲学，科学的合理性在哪？
What is the rationality of science?
所有的学科它都必须有个哲学。
All philosophy must have a philosophy.
哲学是什么？就是批判思维。
Philosophy is the practice of critical thinking.
那么中国的文化
？So Chinese culture.
所有的文化都要套上一个儒家。
All cultures must be wrapped in Confucianism.
所有的文化都得给你戴个紧箍咒。
All cultures must impose a spell on you.
所有的文化都要告诉你。
All cultures tell you.
你必须服从这个规矩。
You must obey this rule.
你不符合这种规矩。
You don't meet these rules.
你就行不通。
You can't do it.
在中国这个社会当中，
In this society in China,
你行不通。
Are you kidding me?
所以当所有的学科都套上个儒家文化的影子的时候，
So, when all subjects are infused with the shadow of Confucian culture,
就变成了所谓的意识形态的这种管理角度。
This has become a kind of management from the perspective of ideology.
那么这样的一个管理角度
，from this perspective，
使得中国文化在不断地收缩它的这样的一个变革的可能性。
This allows Chinese culture to have the possibility of continuous transformation.
我们看到40年左右
，we saw around 40 years old.
中国的改革开放确实迎来了非常大的成就。
China's reform and opening up has achieved great success.
但是很多人不适应这种改革。
However, many people are not adapting to this reform.
把中国现在很多的社会问题推给了中国的这40年的改革。
Attribute China's current numerous social problems to China's 40 years of reforms.
使得中国又一次陷入到一个混乱当中去。
This will once again plunge China into chaos.
什么混乱？
What's the mess?
就是中国人误认为我们偏离了儒家文化。
The Chinese mistakenly believe that we have deviated from Confucian culture.
才导致了我们社会出了这么多问题。
This has led to so many problems in our society.
产生了一个巨大的复古思潮。
A huge retro trend has emerged.
使得我们现在是非不分。
This makes us now non-discriminatory.
使得我们又陷入到一个根本不能变革的一个状态当中。
This has led us to a state where fundamental changes are impossible.
从内而外的这种变革的路子就被我们文化堵死掉了。
The path of transformation from within has been blocked by our culture.
永远不可能让你有新的文化。
Never allow you to have a new culture.
有新的思想。
There are new ideas.
在社会当中出现，在各个层面当中。
Appears in various levels of society.
在各种控制的工具当中。
Among various control tools.
它都保证了它的传统的正统的合理性。
It has ensured the traditional orthodox and reasonable nature of its own.
它杜绝了一切改变的可能性。
It eliminates all possibilities of change.
为什么赫卡尔说中国没有历史，只有循环？
Why did Hegel say that China did not have such a free circulation?
这个概念恰如其分地表明了中国文化的自我的这种陷阱。
This concept aptly reflects the self-centeredness of Chinese culture.
自我这种挣扎的泥潭。表明了中国文化非常难以创新的这样的一个事实。
The struggle I'm experiencing shows that Chinese culture is very difficult to innovate.
我们在这样的一个思路下
Under such an idea,
还不去深刻地去反省
Don't be too deep and introspective.
我们传统文化利用我们现在改革开放以后积累的这样的一个经济的基础。
We can utilize the economic foundation we have accumulated through our traditional culture and our reforms and opening up.
合理的去讨论辩论。
Have a reasonable discussion and debate.
我们的文化的走向。
The direction of our culture.
我们未来希望在哪里？
Where do we hope to go in the future?
我们的困境就在于
Our predicament lies in the fact that
我们根本就辨不清我们这种文化的指向结果到底是什么。
We can't even tell what the ultimate outcome of our culture is.
中国从历朝历代来
From ancient times to the present day, China has
为什么变革特别难？非要是引起一个巨大的社会动荡。
Why is the nature of change so prone to causing major social upheaval?
它可能解决一些过去的问题。
This is the only way to solve some of the problems that have been plaguing us for years.
但是解决了过去问题以后
However, after solving the past problems,
为什么又会进入到下一个死循环？
Why did it enter the next loop again?
这不是我们应该考虑的根本问题吗？
Isn't this the fundamental issue we should be considering?
一个社会的问题。
A social problem.
你在现实当中看不清楚。
You can't see clearly in the real world.
在当下看不清楚。
I can't see clearly now.
你可以把这个问题放大了。
You can amplify this question.
看，放在整个的历史长河当中去看，所有人。
Looking at everyone in the context of the entire historical timeline.
难道不知道中国的变革是多么困难吗？
Don't you know how difficult it is to change China?
戊戌变法也好。
The Hundred Days Reform.
东林党也好。
The Democratic Party.
王安石变法也好。
Wang Anshi's reforms.
哪个变法成功过了？这个问题还不值得我们去深真正去思考。
The question of which reform has succeeded is not worth our in-depth consideration.
你如果不允许变革成功，
If you don't allow the change to succeed,
你走出一条好的路子来啊。
You need to find a good way out.
你没有这种能力。
You don't have that ability.
又不允许去思考。
Don't allow me to think.
不允许辩论。
No debate.
不允许去质检。这个社会不就酝酿出更大的灾难吗？
Would this prevent people from experiencing the real world, which could lead to even greater disasters?
几十年前，
Decades ago,
我们这个社会还饿死过人。
We still have people dying of hunger in this society.
我们中国社会虽然讲有那么多的值得我们骄傲的历史，
Although our Chinese society talks about so many things that we are proud of,
但是哪个朝代没有饿死过人的现象？
However, every dynasty has experienced the phenomenon of starvation.
所以从某种意义上来讲，
So, in a sense,
我们应该要穿透这个历史的表象。
We should penetrate the surface of history.
看到实质的问题。
Seeing the problem.
以一种历史的责任感来担负起我们的文化的建设。
To shoulder the responsibility of building our culture with a sense of historical responsibility.
让我们的文化能够带着我们的这个民族走向一个更加繁荣的明天。
Let our culture lead our nation to a more prosperous future.
这是我们所有人应该关注的关注点。
This is the issue that everyone should pay attention to.